U.S. Special Forces are setting up a neighborhood watch program west of Kabul. They want to remove the Taliban and other militants, something that hasn't really happened elsewhere in Afghanistan. It's called the Afghan Public Protection Force, and local Afghans carry Kalashnikov rifles to protect their families and homes. But the Guardians, most important weapons, could be their radios and cell phones, which they can use to call Afghan and American military reinforcements if they see militants.
Now, the idea is to get local Afghans to take charge of their own security, but critics are charging this pilot program as another U.S. attempt at a quick fix in Afghanistan, which resists quick fixes.
NPR's Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson was recently embedded with U.S. Special Forces for the first in-depth look at the Afghan Public Protection Force that they are helping to create. In the first of two stories, she reports on how the new force is functioning.
A U.S. Special Forces team arrives at the new highway checkpoint in Wardak province, just west of Kabul. The Green Berets want to see how the local guards they've deployed here are doing on their first night.
Well, there's nobody inside.
The Americans search with flashlights in the rain for the missing guards, who are quickly found.
They went across the street in the gas station.
Yeah, I mean, why would you stay in the checkpoint? We brought them
completely generated.
Trucks over there, too, parked.
You guys leave the generator inside here?
Here we go. Yeah.
Well, it's here.
The Afghan guards walk over from across the street and greet their special forces advisors with a few words of English.
Hey, good. Assalamu alaikum. How you doing?
The guards say they're spending the night at the gas station because the metal container that is their new checkpoint doesn't have blankets, something they are supposed to bring themselves, nor is the generator set up yet. The American officer gives them a patient smile. We'll call him Johnny, as he can't give his real name for security reasons. Johnny says such glitches are to be expected. It's the guards' first night, after all. He says the men make up in enthusiasm what they lack in discipline.
What you guys are going to have to do over a period of time is fill those sandbags and get that generator running, so then you'll have light in here. You can stay in here all the time.
The guards assure him they'll stay in the container in the future. Johnny leaves satisfied. He says having local guards out here 24 hours a day on this stretch of road, who can identify who belongs here and who doesn't, will go a long way to improving security here. That's not an easy task in a province that serves as the main route for suicide bombers and gunmen infiltrating Kabul. While American and Afghan troops have flooded Wardak recently as part of the U.S. strategy to secure Afghanistan, it's the nascent public protection force that many Afghan and U.S. officials believe will ultimately help drive out the Taliban. Several hundred so-called guardians, who received 3 weeks of training in AK-47s, have started patrolling in their home villages in districts around the provincial capital of Maidan Shahr. Each receives the equivalent of $100 a month, plus the equivalent of $24 for food. They patrol in white Ford Ranger pickups. The goal, says Wardak Governor Halim Fedayi, is to eventually have 1,800 guardians across his province. He and others would like to see the program replicated around the country.
This will be successful because people in the community defend themselves through their own hands. And the bad guys who are coming from another community or another province or another country will gradually lose the support of these communities.
It's up to tribal elders and local leaders to select which men they want as guardians. Those selected are then screened by various Afghan agencies, including the Interior Ministry that oversees the $18 million pilot project. As an added incentive, local communities agreeing to host the public protection force are given up to $500,000 in quick development projects. Officials say it's too early to say how much of a difference the force is making, but the U.S. Special Forces commander here says local residents are starting to relax and move freely in areas where the guardians are on patrol.
That's the difference. It's created a more non-tangible result in security, and it's that perception of security that's allowing the people to feel a change in their environment, so that months from now, when somebody makes a decision for this advisor and all of his crew to move on to another place, we've established a change in the environment that allows for that perception of security to continue, and the population now takes responsibility for their own security.
Still, the program has been slow to catch on. Many local officials remain skeptical of the central government's intentions, given past attempts to create militias and auxiliary forces that in many cases added to the insecurity. Again, the American commander.
It has to have the buy-in. And where do you get that? That's the hardest part of it. How do we get the Afghan population to buy into the program when, for years, government-sponsored programs have not been their favorite topic of acceptance?
But Western critics of the program say a better question is why the United States is trying to build yet another security force instead of improving local governance in the area. Joanna Nathan is senior Afghanistan analyst for the International Crisis Group. She says the Public Protection Force appears to be another in a long line of militias.
What has never been properly explained is that the problem here is that the police are not well-trained, they're not accountable. So how does having people who are even less well-trained and less accountable, how is that likely to improve things?
One Western diplomat who refused to be identified or recorded because of the sensitivity of the matter says another complication is that the Ministry of Interior is incapable of managing the program. The diplomat says the ministry, with its long history of corruption, can't keep track of the policemen it already has. Soraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News in Wardak Province, Afghanistan.
Our series continues tomorrow. We'll report on the challenges U.S. Special Forces face as they try to convince Afghans to accept the Guardian Force in their villages just west of Kabul.
They seem pretty distrustful and they seem pretty isolationist when it comes to anyone trying to help them. Whether it's us or insurgent forces who come through the village, they just kind of want to be left alone. But so our challenge is trying to get them to realize that, hey, this is their program and they have a lot of buy-in to it. And the more they put into it, the more they're going to gain.
You can see a group of newly graduated guardians as part of a photo gallery of the Afghan Public Protection Force at npr.org.